This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has visited troops inside the Gaza Strip, AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
During a temporary ceasefire, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu pays a visit to the Gaza Strip, meeting commanders and speaking to troops. We are here in the Strip with our heroic fighters. We're making every effort to return our hostages, and at the end of the day, we will return everyone. Netanyahu spoke as Hamas militants freed 17 more hostages, including 14 Israelis and the first American in a third set of releases under the truce. His visit comes as the health ministry in Gaza says more than 13,300 Palestinians have died in the war, roughly two-thirds of them women and children. More than 1,200 Israelis, mostly civilians, died in the initial Hamas attack. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
A four-year-old American girl is safely in Israel after being released Sunday from captivity in Gaza, U.S. President Joe Biden said as he urged the pause in Israel-Hamas fighting to be extended to allow for more hostages released. Biden said Abigail has, quote, been through terrible trauma. Her parents were murdered by U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas militants when members of the Islamist group attacked Israel on October 7th. Sierra Leone President Julius Maada Bio said most of the leaders of an attack on a military barracks in the capital Freetown earlier on Sunday had been arrested.
Security operations and investigations are ongoing. We ensure that those responsible are held accountable through due process.
Earlier, the government said security forces had repelled quote-unquote renegade soldiers who attempted to break into a military armory in Freetown during